PwC.
Yeah, Roberto, please.
One moment.
Thank you.
Roberto speaking.
Hey, Roberto, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good. Sorry, I saw your email on the phone. I was just talking with one person, so that's why I didn't answer.
No worries. I've got these numbers for you. Do you have a pen handy?
Yes.
Cool. I was going to shoot you an email, but honestly, I am drowning today, so I appreciate you being flexible on your time schedule. I kind of wanted to go to bat and see what we could do to, you know, honestly make you as happy as possible. Here are the numbers that I have. I have to tell you, I think that our whole value here is actually the first and last payment. I think it's where we're going to win your business or start the relationship.
Okay.
That's my pick on it. But here's where I'm at.
Okay.
I can get your payment to on a 4-year term. I'm sorry, on a 3-year term. I can get it to $17.10 a month. So that's what I can get you to with two payments due at signing. It's a very, very competitive offer. If you want to put a big, big payment down, which is, you know, the more you put down, that's not really a problem. But let me tell you where I'd be on with 10% as a first payment. And I'm going to quote you as, what I'm going to quote you at is not 36 payments. I'm going to quote you 10% down in 35 payments for a total of 36 payments, okay? That's what I'm going to quote you. We don't really do like 37 payment schedules on most of our deals. On this program, I can't. It's got a lot of hoops to jump through. So I'm just going to quote you on 36 total payments, including 10% down, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. So bear with me here. So where I should be on that is, I think I should be at about 1606 for 35 remaining payments.
Okay.
And I'm double checking these numbers, so bear with me.
1606, 10% down payment.
1606 and 76 cents as 10% as a first payment, and then I'd have 35 remaining payments. If I can get 36 payments done, just to give you an idea, that would drop, but I don't, it's a very custom program, it would drop to 1567. So if I did, if you want a comparison, that's where I'd be at. But I truly think the best deal here is the first and last down. That's my opinion, but hopefully it's worth something. I've been with our firm for five years in this position and 9 years overall.
Okay, so if you're doing 36 payment and still the 10%, you're going to 6.7
and 28 cents.
Okay, I will keep this free scenario and let you know in the next couple of days.
All right, so let me kind of tell you the process of what we would do.
Okay.
So, hold on 1 second. Give me a second. So just to confirm, if we do 35 remaining payments, we're at 1606.76, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
1606. And 70 cents you sent?
76 cents.
76.
Like I said, I don't really recall our conversation on what someone else offered you. I definitely don't want us to earn your business on trying to undercut someone. This is just something we want to do to get the relationship started.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so if we can do 36 remaining, it's 1567.28. And I think what you're looking for is just how much it adds up to, correct?
Yeah.
But the reason I'm quoting the 36 total is that's the term length, so I don't... I'm familiar with the program you've been quoted, but just to give you a payback, if we did over 3 years, that's not 3 years and 1 month, over 3 years, you're looking at 1606.76 times 35 plus, let's see, 5158, so 61394. Overall, the deal is going to be really similar regardless of where you go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
And I don't think I want to add one thing. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is time value. So, in my opinion, it's basically, do you want to pay a little much? Do you want to? You're not really getting a cheaper. I think that's the one thing to focus on. You're not getting a cheaper interest rate by putting more down. So if you put down 10% as first payment, it's not like it's dropping the cost of money. And in likewise, it's not making money more expensive if you don't put first and last down. We're just giving you the best deal possible with first and last down.
Yeah.
But it's the same effective cost of money. So unless you would never borrow, it would probably make more sense to do the first and last because it's the same cost, same interest rate, but a better term. Does that make sense?
Yes, of course.
Cool. When can I expect to hear from you?
I would say definitely by Friday.
If I don't hear from you by Friday,
call me. You can call me or send me an email.
Okay. And I'm assuming you're fielding a few other offers on this, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, let me know what I can do. We want to get your business. That's about
it. Okay, perfect. I appreciate it.
Thanks, brother.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.